Homage to the state of great bliss. Concerning what is called Mahamudra. All things are your own mind. Seeing objects as external is a mistaken concept. Like a dream, they are empty of concreteness. This mind as well is a mere movement of attention that has no self nature. Being merely like a gust of wind. Empty of identity, like space. All things, like space, are equal. When speaking of Mahamudra, it is not an identity that can be shown. Therefore, the mind's suchness is itself the state of Mahamudra. It is neither something to be corrected nor transformed. But when anyone sees and realizes its nature, all that appears and exists is Mahamudra, the great and all-encompassing Dharmakaya. Naturally and without contriving, allowed to simply be, this unimagined Dharmakaya. Letting it be without seeking is the meditation training. But to meditate while seeking is deluded mind. Just as with space, just as with a magical display, while neither cultivating nor not cultivating, how can you be separate or not separate? This is a yogi's understanding. All the good deeds and harmful actions dissolve by simply knowing this nature. The emotions are the great wisdom, like a jungle fire They are the yogi's helpers. How can there be staying or going? What meditation is there by fleeing to a hermitage? Without understanding this, all possible means never bring more than temporary liberation. When understanding this nature, what is there to bind you? While being undistracted from its continuity, there is neither a composed nor an uncomposed state to be cultivated or corrected with a remedy. It is not made out of anything. Experience self-liberated is Dharma Dhatu. Thinking self-liberated is great wisdom. Non-dual equality is Dharmakaya. Like the continuous flow of a great river, whatever you do is meaningful. This is the eternal awakened state, the great bliss, leaving no place for samsara. All things are empty of their own identities. The concept fixed on emptiness has dissolved in itself. Free of concept, holding nothing in mind, is in itself the path of all Buddhas. For the most fortunate ones, I have made these concise words of heartfelt advice. Through this, may every single sentient being be established in Mahamudra.